In free space, we see that the received power, P sub r, received from a transmitter, transmitting power P sub t, at a distance d, is equal to P sub t multiplied by a divided by 4 pi d squared, where a is the aperture or effective receiving area of the antenna, and 4 pi d squared is simply the surface area of a sphere surrounding the antenna with radius d squared. Now we have an expression with aperture a, but not the receive antenna gain, and typically engineers want to express received power in antenna gains and not so much in antenna apertures. Or at least that's the case in mobile communications, where we think of small dipole antennas and not so much of horn antennas or antennas with large reflectors behind them, for which you can easily define an aperture. But for a dipole, it's more typical to define a gain. But there is a simple equation relating the antenna gain G of R with the aperture, and that formula is G of R equals 4 pi A divided by lambda square. So now I have two expressions, the basic expression for free space loss with antenna aperture in it, and an expression to remove antenna aperture and to express the path loss in G sub R. And if we do that, we get the received signal power equals P sub t, that's a transmit power, multiplied by g of r, that's the received antenna, times lambda squared over 4 pi, and these factors together make up for the antenna aperture of the received antenna, multiplied by 1 over 4 pi d squared, and 4 pi d squared again is surface area of a sphere with radius d. So what we see is that the received power is inversely proportional to d squared, and it's proportional to lambda squared, or in other words, it's inversely proportional to frequency squared.